There's a superpower that exists inside every single one of us, and we can choose whether we wish to exercise the superpower or not. And the superpower connects us to one another, to ourselves, to nature, to the creatures that share our lives, maybe a beloved pet cat or a dog, or even nature itself. I'm not talking about a superpower that you would find in any comic book or any superhero movie. This isn't X-ray vision or super strength or super speed. It's a superpower that doesn't cost us anything to exercise. And it's also a superpower that I think has become a little bit lost in recent years. And that superpower is to be kind. And that superpower has the ability to change the way we feel in our mind, the way our bodies feel, to change our lives, to brighten a dreary day. It also has the power to create long-lasting change, powerful change, the kind of change that comes from the heart and the soul and our guts, and that can actually transform the fabric of our society. I'm recording this on the day before the inauguration, and I don't think I need to say any more than that, because this is a superpower that I'm trying very hard to exercise. And I'm going to talk about in this podcast why. Want to know what that superpower is? That superpower is kindness. You're listening to Feathermane Soul Wisdom, a podcast designed for people looking to live embodied lives and find their authentic selves. This show is hosted by Kit Kailstow, body theologian and spiritual mentor. If you're looking to get in touch with your inner spirit, then this show is for you. Thanks for listening. And now, this week's show. Hi, I'm Kit Kailstow, and I'm your host for this week's episode of Feathermane Soul Wisdom. Now, I'm going to stop for a moment because I just gave you a minute and a half waxing poetic about kindness. And I don't want you to think that, especially since I made a point of telling you that I'm recording this on the day before the inauguration, never mind that this is probably going to air about a month from now, that this is some sort of kumbaya, let's all come together sort of podcast. It's not. I personally feel like that sort of rhetoric, the normalization of other points of view that actually deny people's humanity. You know, I could put my political hat on and say that a lot of that kind of has cost us the election, but that's not what this episode is about. If you're curious about my thoughts, I'm happy to share, but I'm not a pundit, and frankly, I don't want to live in Punditville or out in the weeds of policy. I want to talk about yourself, your spirituality, and kindness. So I'm going to begin this week's episode by being extremely honest with you and let you know that when I'm talking about kindness, and I am talking about kindness to yourself and to others, I also want to say, take no shit. That if somebody says something that's hurtful, if somebody denies your lived experience, if somebody denies your humanity, if somebody denies your community, sorry, I tried to put those words together there, you need to shut that down. You need to stand up for yourself and stand in your power. And standing up for yourself and standing in your power is part of what being a fully authentic, fully embodied human being is. It says point blank that you or I or anyone else has just as much right to exist and to follow our true selves, to follow our bliss, to do what makes ourselves happy, as long as we're not causing harm to other people. And so I just want to, you know, just dissuade any sort of notion that this is some mealy-mouthed, let's all get along type podcast, because it's not. I am, however, going to talk about the power of kindness. And let's back up a few weeks. I have fibromyalgia. I've talked a lot about how it's kind of the hysteria diagnosis of our modern age. Doctors, especially here in rural Missouri, don't do a lot for it. I have heard for 30 years we don't treat pain, which means that anytime I'm in extreme pain, I'm not going to the doctor because I have heard we don't treat pain, and I am frankly sick and tired of it. I have been going through, between weather changes and stress, just an absolute awful fibro flare. Like, I was in so much pain. I have not been in this much pain before. And things were really rough. And then a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, time has lost all meaning, but a week or so ago, out of the blue, the gentleman that comes and purchases eggs from me brought me a fresh baked loaf of bread. Now, I suspect for him that baking bread and sharing bread with neighbors is probably a pretty normal thing. It is not something that I've experienced. Alas, my bread machine died several years ago and I've never replaced it. Rest in peace, little bread machine. I loved you. But this was an absolute loaf. It was in a metal pan. It was as big as a loaf you would buy in the grocery store. Still warm from the oven with that lovely yeasty bread smell. Oh my gosh, just makes my mouth water thinking about it. And he brought me, even though I didn't have any eggs because it's winter and the girls can be kind of fickle this time of year with the short days, he brought me a loaf of bread. And I thanked him. I quickly took it in the house, gave him his pan back. I didn't, you know, wanted to make sure he had his pan back. And I was gobsmacked. I had no words. I was overwhelmed. I was like, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. That simple act of kindness kind of changed everything around for me. Later on that evening, somebody listened to or read a blog on Feathermane Soul and wrote to me and had some very kind things to say about that blog. And once those acts of kindness started in my life, I remembered to be kind to myself, because when I get in a fibro flare, it triggers a lot of trauma, a lot of pain, being ignored, not being validated. And so, you know, the headspace gets pretty ugly when I'm in a fibro flare. And I'm sure if anybody listening to this has a chronic pain condition, you'd completely understand. And I thought about that. And I thought about the power of kindness. Now, to kind of circle back to what I talked about, I am pretty sure my neighbor and I did not vote for the same person. But yet, it didn't matter, even though I'm extremely wary around people in real life where I live. It didn't matter because there was this act of kindness. Obviously, this person comes to my property, sees my coexist flag. I am sure that we would have quite a few disagreements. I certainly would not be telling this person that I'm trans or anything. But at least in that moment, we were two humans sharing bread together. Something I try to do when I go online, because there is a lot of meanness, a lot of bullshit online, is if I see something, a book cover, a piece of art, if I see something that I think is really pretty or really cool, I will say, hey, that's great. Or, wow, that's such amazing work if, like, somebody makes a craft. My goal every day is to try to spread at least a little kindness around. I mean, if I'm going to be doom scrolling, I might as well be doom scrolling and spreading a little kindness along the way. Telling people that their covers look awesome, their crafts look great, congratulations on, you know, whatever they're sharing. If it's something you want to congratulate people on, of course. You know, offering support or sympathy when somebody's sharing something that needs support or sympathy. That is all about being kindness. Just sharing kindness and being kind. And I'd want to talk about that today on the Feathermane Soul podcast, because to me, my spirituality and my kindness are completely intertwined. And we could go back to the show a few episodes ago where I talked about being auto-spiritual, where my autism or my neurodivergence is wrapped up in my spirituality. And so you could, you know, extrapolate from there. There's a lot of talk about neurodivergent or autistic people being extra empathic. And so because of that, there is, you know, perhaps I share my kindness because of that empathy. And I think there's a lot to that. Having had people say mean things to me in my life, I want to try to boost people's spirits or help people so they can be a little more bolstered against the mean things that people say on the internet. But I also think kindness and giving. I recently wrote a blog post about mutual aid. And I think kindness and giving goes along with seeing our shared humanity, seeing our shared struggles. Being isolated here where I'm at, it is very easy for me to forget that there are other people in the world who are neurodivergent, who deal with fibromyalgia or chronic pain conditions. I mean, yes, I know they exist. I've got good friends that meet that requirement. But especially when I start to get into my religious studies or kind of some of my more esoteric interests, I start to think that, you know, I feel like I'm the only one who's talking about these things, or I'm the only one who's dealing with these things. And the truth is, I'm not. There is a huge community of people out there who are interested in spirituality, who are interested in healthy spirituality, who are interested in queer and neurodivergent and chronically ill or disabled people. And it's just a matter of trying to find my people, which corporate social media makes very difficult. And that is a whole nother show. And so with that being said, I think being kind wherever and whenever possible, again, it's kind of like that pagan meme that I see go around that says, do no harm, but take no shit. That obviously stand up for yourself, stand up for those you care about, stand up for human rights, stand up for our shared humanity, our shared existence, lived experience. I am not saying roll over and take whatever the world gives you. Very much not saying that. There is a way to be kind to those in your community, but also make sure that those who don't support your community know that they are not welcome nor wanted. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm still trying to figure out, in the interest of we're all divine and shared humanity, there's stuff to think about. It's kind of like the danger noodles around here in the Ozarks. I have no problems with danger noodles existing. They perform. And by danger noodles, I'm talking about venomous snakes, for example. They perform very important roles in the ecosystem. However, if they are like right next to my house, in the path where I walk, I'm going to take some evasive action, but I may also take some offensive action as well. And I hate to do it, but also there are ways that they can coexist where they are not a danger to me. And I, having been bit by a copperhead back in 2016, I don't recommend the experience. Obviously, I'm still here talking to you about it. There are, as far as I know, no long-lasting effects, but I don't want to go through that again. So, you know, I I'm still trying to figure out how to think about people who are actively pursuing hateful agendas while understanding that we are all bits of the universe trying to understand itself. That being said, I think kindness is one of the most powerful things that we can do to support and uplift one another. And I also have to throw this other cliche out there, which is it doesn't cost anything to be kind. it doesn't cost anything to reply to somebody's post and say, hey, congratulations on whatever accomplishment. Hey, I'm sorry to hear you're going through that. I'm sending support. And if you can, you know, if it's something that requires financial support or maybe a little bit of help, obviously that is very much what would be very much welcome to and fall under the umbrella of kindness. If you see somebody posting a mutual aid post, it costs nothing to boost that post. You can retweet, reskeet, share. You know, if you're on a platform that, you know, an emoji or a comment or something would help the algorithm, it costs nothing to leave an emoji on a, even a thumbs up like on a post. And I don't think that would be out of line because you're helping that post get visibility, even if you're unable to support, at that point in time. And like I said, you know, commenting on people's posts, reaching out saying, hey, if there's somebody you haven't heard from in a while, are you okay? Is everything okay? How's it going for you? I'm thinking about you. Even just in I thinking about you. I've got some online friends that they'll send me memes or I'll send them memes every once in a while. And we don't really, we talk through our posts. We don't really connect beyond that. But it's a, hey, I'm thinking about you. And that kind of kindness, it has the power to change lives. You know, the story that I was sharing when I started this podcast about, you know, I was having a 2 or 3 week long, it was like I said, I have not had a fibro flare as bad as that one in a very long time. But experiencing a couple moments of kindness was enough to kind of shake me out of my thinking. And it allowed me to reconnect with some goodness, to realize that, hey, I'm not alone. Hey, that people do think about what I write and what I share, and that people do enjoy the content that I put out there. And that was enough that to shake myself out of the fibro flare. Now, it took probably about another week to fully go away. But after those acts of kindness, the power of kindness is that one act of kindness multiplies. And so I focused on where could I spread kindness? And it may sound a little odd to say, but in a way, I upped my social media activity because I was able to see covers and posts and, like I said, people's crafts and share that kindness around and reach out and touch other people's lives. And I would imagine, I don't have a scientific study on this, but I would imagine that they as well were able to reach out and to spread that kindness around. And so that's why I say that kindness is a superpower. Because it has the potential, like a pebble dropped into a pond and the ripples go outward to the edge of the pond and affect the entire surface of the pond. One act of kindness dropped into somebody's life, I would say almost with the randomness of a pebble, will have those ripples that go outward. That person will most likely pass the kindness along. It's like when you go to the grocery store and if somebody holds the door open for you, then you try to hold the door open for the person behind you. Or if you have ever been in a Starbucks pay it forward line, yeah, there's some peer pressure there because you don't want to be the person that stops the chain. But there's also a, hey, somebody paid for my drink. I now have the ability to pay for somebody else's drink. And so kindness is that way a lot, where if somebody gives you an act of kindness, if somebody says something kind to you, even something as simple as, hey, I really like your shirt today, or did you do something new with your hair? It looks really good. That gives that person a little bit extra emotional buoyancy. That gives them a little bit extra goodwill, which they can then pass on to the other person, because for a moment it will pull them out of whatever's going on in their life. You know, we spend so much of our lives fixated on doing instead of being. And so that for that moment where we get that compliment and we say, hey, thank you, that I appreciate that, we actually stop doing and we actually exist as embodied beings or as fully embodied people within that moment. And so it's just something to think about. I really want to think about and explore how kindness is attached to positive spirituality or healthy spirituality, and how kindness can connect us with other people. It can prevent isolation. It can prevent loneliness. It can help our mental health. It soothes that parasympathetic nervous system. Kindness does a lot of those things. And so for the podcast today, I just want to leave you with the thought of, hey, have you thought about just spreading a little bit of kindness today? Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow wherever you're hearing my voice, and stay tuned for next week's podcast. You've been listening to the Feather Mane Soul Wisdom Podcast, hosted by Kit Kailstow. Learn more about Feather Mane Soul at feathermanesoul.com. Kit's passionate about embodied living and finding authentic joy by connecting with yourself and others. Kit loves working with neurodivergent, chronically ill, or disabled individuals, as well as anyone who wants to reclaim the stories and find new stories for them. Music is Running with the Horses by Purple Planet Music. This podcast is hosted on the Muse Charmer Media Network. Find out more by visiting the podcast website and following the links to Muse Charmer. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow the podcast at your favorite podcast listening or social media site. Thank you.